This is the Citizens Council Forum, the American viewpoint with a Southern accent, presented by the Citizens Councils of America on behalf of affiliated state organizations throughout the South. Citizens' councils are dedicated to states' rights and racial integrity, to individual liberty, and to race relations based on common sense, not on the power politics of left-wing pressure groups. The citizens' councils are primarily a means of mobilizing public opinion. Informed people will not surrender their freedom. Now, from Washington, here is your host for Citizens' Council Forum, Dick Morphew.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Citizens Council Forum. We're very happy to have as our guest again today the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee and of the Senate Internal Security Subcommittee, Senator James O. Eastland, Democrat from Mississippi. Senator Eastland is recognized nationally as one of the outstanding authorities on the techniques of communist subversion. And, Senator, it's indeed a pleasure to have you back on the program.
Thank you, Dick.
Senator, as the chairman of the Internal Security Subcommittee and of the Senate Judiciary Committee, would you say that the communists constitute a real danger to the United States at the present time?
I certainly would. Within the past year, the communists have adopted more subtle and evasive methods of operation. They have hit out in new and more sensitive areas, and their activities have the full support of the Soviet Empire, which controls one-third of the world's population and one-quarter of the Earth's surface, as well as 36 million communists throughout the world. That is why they are more dangerous than ever.
Senator, what particular area of communist activity would you consider the most dangerous and the most sensitive?
Unquestionably, the answer, the island of Cuba, which is only 90 miles from the shores of the United States.
What are some of the communist objectives in Cuba?
In Cuba, they have established a beachhead from which they are conducting military, economic, and propaganda operations against the democracies of the Western Hemisphere and against the United States, with arms and personnel coming from behind the Iron Curtain. Let us never forget that our southern states are in closest proximity to Cuba and Latin America. Cuba is today Khrushchev's leading outpost in the Western Hemisphere. There's small wonder that he has promised Soviet rockets to aid Castro against the United States. Khrushchev has made a mockery of the Monroe Doctrine.
Senator, have the communists been bold enough yet to conduct propaganda activity within the United States in behalf of the subversive government of Fidel Castro?
Certainly. There's an organization known as the Fair Play for Cuba Committee, on which hearings have been held by our subcommittee. This organization is dedicated to promoting the interest of the tyrannical Castro regime and vilifying the United States. It might be better known as the Raw Deal for the United States Committee. Communists are taking a leading part in this organization. Communist publications are promoting it actively. It is holding meetings in large cities throughout the United States, and it has established chapters in more than 40 colleges and universities of our country.
Back on April the 6th of 1960, the New York Times carried a three-quarter page ad in behalf of the Fair Play for Cuba Committee. I noticed that a number of American writers and professionals sponsored this particular advertisement. Do you have any comment on this?
According to sworn testimony of a participant, that advertisement, despite assurances we were given under oath that it was paid wholly from American sources, was financed to the tune of over $3,000 by a representative of the Cuban government, the Castro government. The head of the organization, Robert Tabor, is known to have taken refuge in Havana, where he is beyond the reach of the Department of Justice.
Is this man a known communist, Senator?
No, he is merely a communist front.
Senator, do you have any information as to subversive activity by this Fair Play for Cuba committee in our colleges?
Yes. You're aware of the fact that this organization conducted a tour of Cuba at bargain rates for 350 of our college students. They attended a parade in Havana at which weapons from behind the Iron Curtain were featured. 100 members of this group gave blood donations for Cuban victims of what they called dynamite bombs, allegedly supplied by the United States. The propaganda sheet of this organization has denounced the officials of the CIA and the FBI as dehumanized Cold War fanatics.
I noticed a news item recently about the Latin American Conference for National Sovereignty, Economic Emancipation, and Peace, which has been held in Mexico City on March 5th through 8th. Does that conference bear any relation, Senator, to Castro's subversive designs against the United States?
That conference was organized by Castro and his agents with the help of communists and fellow travelers in various Latin American countries. Its purpose was to unify these forces against the American people, which was the center of attack.
Shifting to another subject for a moment, Senator, would you say that the communists are making a concentrated drive to reach young people in the United States?
Decidedly. On December 30th, 1960 to January 1, 1961, certain well-known young communists organized what they called the Chicago Youth Conference to set up an organizing committee for a national socialist-oriented youth organization. Note the high-sounding and misleading title. The following states were represented: Illinois, Pennsylvania, New York, Ohio, Michigan, Minnesota, Oregon, California, Washington State, and Iowa. The meeting was promptly denounced as a communist project by J. Edgar Hoover, director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Senator Eastland, you have referred to the subtle and evasive methods being employed by the communists. Would you give us some examples of this?
Well, for example, we had before our committee the legislative director of the Communist Party of the United States. He issued a directive in the Communist Party Voice on November 2nd in 1958, in which he frankly declared, "We must support, encourage, and help develop the broad community peace movements and organizations centering at present on the issue of stopping the atomic test." In other words, the party on many occasions does not appear in its own name and functions, but functions through other organizations, which are not necessarily led by communists.
Senator, how was this particular directive put into practice?
There is in New York a committee known as the Greater New York Committee for a Sane Nuclear Policy. It is an affiliate of the National Committee for a Sane Nuclear Policy and is supported by many well-known Americans who are conducting a campaign for the stopping of atomic tests, a question vital to our national security. In hearings conducted by our subcommittee, it was found that 10 local chairmen of the Greater New York Committee, 3 active members, and 12 contributors or supporters took the Fifth Amendment in refusing to answer questions relating to their membership in the Communist Party.
Senator, how do groups such as this get well-known and prominent citizens to support them?
They get prominent and well-known citizens to support them by duping them, and it's generally people with a very liberal viewpoint on matters.
Senator, are there any other organizations conducting communist activities which are headed by persons who are not in themselves avowed communists?
Of course. That is, for example, the American Civil Liberties Committee, Civil Liberties Committee, which is actively defending communist cases and which is seeking the abolition of the House Committee on Un-American Activities, the FBI, and the Senate Internal Security Subcommittee.
Senator, in your opinion, where will the communists concentrate their efforts during the coming months?
Among the unemployed, the communist worker of March 5th, 1961, for example, described in graphic detail what the party expects its followers to do. There were photographs of marching demonstrations, hunger marches, and the occupation of government buildings during the 1930s. There were descriptions of police battles. We can confidently expect during the coming months that the communists will try to exploit the suffering of the unemployed for their own subversive purposes. Our government and our people must be alerted to this.
It has been said recently that communist activity in the United States is no longer being directed by Moscow. Do you have anything to say about this, Senator?
That is a strange theory in view of the facts. For the first time in the history of the Communist Party of the United States, a delegate attended the 21st Congress of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union in 1959. The American delegates attended the conference of 81 Communist and Workers' Parties held in Moscow in December 1960. The Communist Party of the United States is and always has been a tool of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union. Every action taken by the American Communists fit in with the Soviet design for the destruction of the United States.
Senator, have you seen any signs recently of an awakening among the American people as to the dangers posed by world communism?
Well, I think that the American Legion and other organizations have done very fine work to awaken American people, but I do not think that the problem has been that the people have grasped the magnitude of the problem.
Certainly, if they understood the bigness of this particular problem, they would be more concerned, wouldn't you believe?
That's correct, and they're dealing with organizers. In fact, the Communist Party has taken over the great space in the world which it has through its superb ability to organize and to use other people.
Senator Eastland, I'd like to thank you very much for being with us today. Our time has gone by all too quickly. Our guest on today's edition of Citizens Council Forum has been the senior senator from Mississippi, Senator James O. Eastland. Senator Eastland, a Democrat, chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee and the Senate Internal Security Subcommittee. Join us again next week at the same time when we'll be back with another program in your Citizens Council Forum series. Till then, Dick Morphew speaking coast to coast, saying thanks a lot for being with us. So long, everybody.
This forum has been presented by the Citizens Councils of America. We Americans are threatened with the loss of many of our hard-won freedoms, the historic right of each sovereign state to govern itself without interference from political courts, the right of the individual to choose his own associates without the prodding of federal bayonets, and the right of each citizen to make up his own mind in the American way, free from alien propaganda. Each of us has a job to do. Your support is needed. For information, write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We will be happy to send you, without obligation, copies of our literature showing how you can help. Just write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. The South is organizing. Join with those who stand publicly, fearlessly, and determined that these freedoms will be maintained.